over the weekend, Minister for the Environment, Eamon Ryan, has said he wants the state to begin buying up significant tracts of land that adjoin areas such as the Killarney National Park. He says he wants the state to begin buying up those tracts of land to increase the size of our national park, and he has not ruled out compulsory land purchase to increase national park sizes. Now, this has been described as policy suggestion, has been described as inflammatory and delusional by the Irish Farmers Association, and Tim Cullinan is the president of the IFA. He's with me on the line. Tim, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry.
What's your understanding as to what the object of the exercise is here from the government?
Well, I suppose, look, all I'd have to say is this minister don't ever seem to learn, Gerry. You know what I mean? Trying consistently to impose more hardship on farmers up and down the country. You know, already earlier this year, there is a proposal to reweight a substantial amount of farming land in this country already. And I look, and you described it very well there, what I said yesterday. Like, this minister is delusional to think that he can make it that. I know, look, it's a proposal from him, but I get worried with proposals coming from this minister that he can and his officials can decide that they're going to start buying land up and right up and down the country again. And you know, if we look at it, we have to question here, number one, we know that we as farmers own this land, and every citizen within the state has rights, and I don't think it's fair for any minister to be coming out making comments like that, particularly over a bank holiday weekend. It's absolutely madness, it's ridiculous, and it's more and more of what we're getting from this Green Party. And to be honest with you, I'd have to say at this stage, if this is the way they're going to continue, the sooner it'll be out of government, the better.
Really? You think you feel that strongly about the suggestions
well,
coming out?
I do, Gerry, because I think what we need to remind ourselves of here is we as an organisation, we as farmers accepted, you know, we'd work with a 25% reduction in emissions. We're working towards achieving that by 2030. And, you know, farmers have to do a lot. It's going to cost a lot to achieve that target. And here we are. We were just getting a plan together, working on how we're going to achieve our 25% reduction. Then we hear about rewetting. Now we hear another proposal about buying up land. Like, this is absolutely
what's
unbelievable.
Wrong with, necessarily, what's wrong with rewetting? In terms of if farmers are paid for it, if they're paid to manage it, if it can, if there's a sound business case for it to be done as well as the ecological case. Like, nobody's going to be forced to rewet, or is that your fear?
Well, what we're saying at the moment, this is voluntary. And look, I've been discussing this whole rewetting in Brussels as late as last week. And no, there's not any clear direction how, number one, how this will be done. And number two, if you take it where we are here in Ireland, we're working on the last survey we have was completed in the 1970s. Now, in all fairness, Gerry, to make an enormous decision on something like changing the practice of farming on a survey that was done in the 1970s is absolutely ludicrous. So until we see a proper survey done on this, an impact assessment, what this would cost, and obviously farmers had to change their farming practice from one farming system to another, there would be an enormous cost there. And until we see the figures on that, we will not entertain this high up or low down.
Okay. If this plan was to work along or without a CPO, would that be something that you would oppose if the farms beside the national park agreed to sell along if the price was right, shall we say, or the circumstances were right?
But look, as always, it's like everything in life, a farmer would make the choice themselves what they want to do with land. But what I want to ensure is that the farmer has that choice. If they so wish to go down a different road of production or whatever, or you know, working towards more biodiversity or whatever, if farmers choose to do it themselves, that's fine. But having a senior government minister coming out over bank holiday weekend making ludicrous statements like this is just not good enough, Gerry.
Okay, then what do you say to the argument that, you know, CPO, all right, it gets people's backs up, it and rewetting, there's lots of questions about it, but look, we're in trouble. Almost half of the EU protected habitats and species in Ireland are in decline. Over 60% of Ireland's common birds are either red-listed or amber-listed. That the time for, you know, resistance and negotiations and discussions is rapidly coming to an end. That we're in such an emergency that we have to do dramatic things, otherwise it'll be too late.
Yeah, look, first of all, I think we need to look at the landscape that we have here in Ireland, and we've seen this already with the eco schemes. Like, 12%, the average figure for farms within this country, 12% of the land is taken up with internal hedgerows already in growing farmland up and down the country. We have a substantial amount of biodiversity in this country already. We all accept that more we will do, and we are doing, as I said, from an emissions point of view, from a biodiversity point of view. But we need a balance here as well. And we need to be able to continue producing top quality food in this country as well. And you know, what's important here is there's two things going on here. There's the production. I mean, the concern you have in Carrigaline there this morning about displacing people again. But what we want to do is ensuring keeping as many people living in rural Ireland as possible. And to do that, they need to be able to derive an income. And that income mainly comes from agriculture in this country. 16.2 billion of exports trickling down into those rural.
Very important, but isn't there a balance though between intensive farming, the effects on ecology and effects on biodiversity, which Eamon Ryan is concerned about, and the need to provide food, but at what cost, I suppose, is the question.
Yeah, and what I'm hearing in Brussels at the moment is like the serious concern around the upheaval right around the world at the moment. Obviously, we have the Russian invasion on Ukraine, and you know, talks of an offensive now by Ukraine back into Russia. So that's a huge concern on the supply of food. You know, we see what's happening down the Middle East at the moment. All of those issues are very concerning, you know, for Europe as a whole. And absolutely, I get the concern we have around biodiversity, around emissions. As I say, we are working on a plan, but every time we agree to do something, there's something else coming the next day. So around the biodiversity, around re-wetting, like I've heard this minister saying, you can re-wet this land and continue farming on it. I think every farmer knows up and down this country, we all spent a lot of time, money and effort, you know, draining land back over a long number of years. And like to change that now again is a massive change in the system, you know, that we have been all used to for many, many years. And as I say, without a proper impact assessment, both on the practice of farming and the cost, without that being put in front of us, how could we make a decision, an informed decision on any of this, Terry?
Would you like him to withdraw his comments, particularly about not ruling out compulsory purchase orders on land near national parks?
Absolutely. I believe the minister should. And this is, again, this minister will not come into a room and sit down and discuss these issues before he goes out.
One final point, if I can make it. You said if these are the kind of statements that he's going to make, wild or otherwise, as you describe them, then the sooner the Green Party are out of government, the better. Is it your view that if the Green Party do exit government, that things will return to normal? And what do you say to the argument that we've signed up, it's in legislation, is that not like blaming everything on the Green Party? Lots of other parties, including those in opposition, have signed up to these policies. So is it a bit of a fallacy to think that all of a sudden, if the Greens went out, all of your problems would be over and we wouldn't continue going down this road of the sort of changes that are being talked about now and legislated for?
No, what I'm saying is, like, we've agreed a reduction of 25% in emissions. What we have here is, what's frustrating for me is, ministers, in particular Minister Ryan, coming out and making those statements without any discussion or negotiation around something like buying up land. Like, this is unbelievable that a minister would make a statement like that, Gerry. That's my point. Do you know what I mean? We all understand where we're at. We understand what we're about here is reducing the overall temperature worldwide. It's about the cooling of the atmosphere, reducing the temperature by the 1.5 degrees. That's what we're about. And every country playing its part in that. And we're on a journey of doing that. It's not that we're not accepting that change has to come. We're already part of the change here in Ireland. We're playing our part. And you know, if you look around the world, there's still other countries out there that haven't moved forward on any of this. So I don't accept that we're not playing our part in this. We are actually doing that, and we'll continue to do that. But we need fairness, and we need balance, and we need to be informed before you have government ministers making outlandish statements like this minister over the past weekend.
Okay, all right, Tim, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to us. Apologies about a breakup of the line there. That's Tim Cullinan there, president of the Irish Farmers Association, reacting very strongly to the suggestion from Minister Eamon Ryan of compulsory or purchased orders, perhaps maybe of land adjoining Clarny National Park to and other national parks across the country to increase their size.